Sunday the 26th of April, Beis Eir, Dayan Yitzchak Silver, Mitzvah Spain Odom Lechavero. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Reb Simcha Ben Reb Moshe Bunim.
This week's Parsha, Acharei Mois Kedoshim. So the Torah tells us, Kedoshim Tihiyu. The Ramban is quite famous. Kedoshim Tihiyu, Kadesh Atzmacho, B'mutalecho. But I'd like to speak about another aspect of Kedusha. We continue and we don't see big Beis HaMikdash, or what do we see? Simple things, it would seem. Ish imoy va'oviv tirou. You go a little bit further and you see leket, shikcha, and peyah. Leisi gnoivu, leisi chachashu, leisi shakru ish ba'amisoi. All of these are Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, it seems. Kibbut of Aim, Moira of Aim, stealing, being straight in business, paying your workers on time, don't curse, Lifnei Iver, Loisitein Michshoel, and it continues, Loiselech Rochil Ba'amecho, Loisamed El Damreocho, don't go tail-bearing, don't stand idle when someone's blood is being spilt or when another Yid is having a loss. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Don't hate anybody. Hoicheach teichiach es amisecha. You should reprove people, rebuke people. Not only you have to keep the whole Torah, you have to care that everybody else should too. You've got to do it in the right way. Velo sisa olof hate. Don't embarrass them while you're doing that. Lo sikoim velo sitoir. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. We see all of these mitzvahs which govern our interpersonal relationships under the banner of Kedoshim Tihiyu. So I would like to say how these things wind in together. Of course there is a certain amount of Kedusha, being very heilig, being very holy. But there is also a certain amount of Kedusha, of being Kadish Atzma B'mutalecha, restraining yourself to a certain extent from being able to enjoy yourself more. I'll put it down like this. A Rosh Hashiva once saw a bocha eating a fish, and he was eating it with his whole heart. And he told him, "Do you love fish?" He said, "I really love fish." So he said, "Have you got an aquarium?" "No." "Why not?" "Because an aquarium, you have to change the water, you have to clean it, you have to pump it, you have to heat it, you have to feed the fish. You can't even go on holiday, you've got to make sure that your neighbors are going to take care of the fish for you. I haven't got kayak for all of that." So he said, "But I thought you said you love fish." "Ah, that's not what I meant. I meant that I like to eat fish." He said, "Ah, you love yourself, and the poor fish have to suffer. You kill them and eat them." Okay, we understand. So there are many people that their interpersonal relationships look very much like loving fish, that they are using when they say good morning. The Gemara says, Chesed l'umim chatos. There are other nations that even when they do chasodim, it's really a chatos. They have other ulterior motives. They could build whole welfare systems and it's only caring about themselves. If they say good morning to you every day, it's only because one day they may need a favor from you. If they give a lot of tzedakah, it's amanas sheyichya benoy, amanas shetimoshech malchusoy. They've always got some reason why they're doing it. We have in Klal Yisrael, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, v'halachta b'drochov, that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives free light and heat every day when the sun rises, and we make a bracha yetzah mo'erois, and he doesn't ask for anything in return, so too we will give other yidden everything they need to the best of our, of course, chayecha koidmin. Two people going in the desert to only one flask of water, and it's mine, I don't have to give him half if none of us will make it. Your life comes first. Of course, your family comes first. All well and good doing a lot of hachnosos orichim for everybody else. But what about your own family? They come first. Of course, there's some seder. You have to organize it properly. But we will do favors for others even though we'll never get anything back from them. Just because they're a yid. Just because we're all part of the same club. We're all part of the 600,000 components of the same neshama called Klal Yisrael. So this is one aspect of Kedusha. Kadesh atzmocha b'motelocha. You don't have to enjoy everything that's possible to enjoy in life. You have to be sensitive to other people's needs too. So there are many mitzvahs over here. We obviously can't talk about all of them in depth. Ish imay va'aviv tiro is a very straightforward mitzvah. Everybody understands that. Halavai, it would be as easy to keep as it is to understand. It's basic hakaras hatayiv. They brought us to the world. And we've got to, there's a few mitzvahs concerning parents. We've got to fear them. We've got to respect them. The main respect is in the heart. And when we respect them in the heart, automatically we'll be able to do the actions that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch speak about. We've also got to fear them and respect them. We're not allowed to curse them. There's actually a chiyuv misa for somebody who curses. When there was Edim, if it was witnesses and warning, then when they had the Beis Hamikdash and the Sanhedrin, there would be a chiyuv misa for somebody who cursed the parents. He didn't even touch them. And certainly if he, there's a skila for cursing a parent, and certainly if he hit a parent and caused even the slightest amount of blood to bleeding, internal or external, he would be chayiv misa, chenek. So it's very serious, parents. Go on a little bit further. Lei Seilech Rochel Ba'amecho Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael are learning the dinim of Loshon Hora, and they're quite well known. Lei Samoid Al Dam Re'acho, one is not allowed to stand idle when fellow Jew is sustaining a loss or in danger. We've got to do everything we can to try and save them. Lei Sisna Es Achicho Bilvovecho. In one pasuk you've got three mitzvahs: not to hate, to rebuke, and not to embarrass when you're rebuking, and certainly if you're not rebuking, not to embarrass. And also, and the next pasuk is no revenge, no bearing grudge, and v'haftar l'rach kamoicha. It's interesting, in the whole Torah, I can only think of six or seven mitzvahs which are in the heart. One is not to think about worshipping idols. One is not to idol worship, v'nishmar tol mikol dovar ra, not to think about things which are not sneistik, and v'ali har b'yayim shem in tam v'layla. Another one is hate, leisisna esachicha. Another four or five are ben adam l'chaveiro, leisisna esachicha bilvavecha. It's in the heart that's forbidden. The Chofetz Chaim says if you've revealed your hate, that would be much not so severe. If you have revealed your hate, you might not be transgressing the Doraisa anymore, because when it's hidden, there's two problems with that. First of all, he doesn't know to stand on guard. He thinks you love him and really you hate him. And second of all, if you really suppress it, you might just explode one day. Then it'll be real serious. So that's leisisnes achicha bilvavecha. It's in the heart. Another one is leisito. Don't bear a grudge. Bearing a grudge is in the heart. Another one is leisachmoid veloisisaave. Not to covet somebody else's stuff. Starting to arrange how you're going to get that beautiful car that your neighbor has that you really want, and how you're going to persuade him and use this tactic and that tactic. Even the planning and the thinking about it is already leisisaave, and it's in the heart. V'haftar l'rach kamoicha is also in the heart. So here we have a few mitzvahs which are in the heart. Leisisna, leisitoir, leisisave, v'haftar l'rach kamoicha. There's a fifth one, I can't remember it right now. So, bein adam l'chaveiro. So the way it works is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. And he would not give us the Torah until v'yichan ha'om k'neged ha'har, k'ish echad, b'leiv echad. That we all stood up, we were all ba'achtus. We all really cared for each other, really loved each other. We didn't just love fish and eat them, and kill them and eat them. We really loved each other, meaning we really cared for other people. To have hashras hashchina in Klal Yisrael, we need to have, how do we get that? We need to have achtus. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Beis HaMikdash. When they did the Gimel Chamuris, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do the Gimel Chamuris, it would seem from the Gemara, and they were learning Torah, and they had Gemilus Chasodim, and the reason why it was destroyed is because there was Sinas Chinom. There was sinner between them. Now we all know the psukim say that when you go down to war, you also need the shechina, because you can't fight by yourself. Hashem ish milchoma, Hashem shemoi, v'leila giborim ha-milchoma. The mighty don't necessarily win the war. It's if the shechina is with you, you'll win, and if not, chas v'sholom, the other way around. Doirei shel achov, Achav, they worshipped idols. Izebel killed off all the Nevi'im, and they did some terrible, terrible things, Achav and his wife Izebel. And even so, the Gemara says, Achav was one of the people who ruled the whole world, because there was Achdus. He used to go down to war and win. Because in Achav's generation, there was no Lashon Hara. Ovadia HaNavi, who was the Isha Labais, who was running the whole, the house of Achav, he hid 100 Nevi'im, 50 in each cave, and he would feed them from the king's kitchen. And he didn't steal, he didn't take it for free. He would pay, and he didn't have any money. He borrowed the money from Achav's son, very high interest. But he borrowed the money from Achav's son. He fed them from the kitchen. There were 3 years famine. And it, when a lot of food goes missing from the king's kitchen, you know, it's like...
How can you pay interest?
That's a good question. It was pikuach nefesh. It was pikuach nefesh. And the end of it was pikuach nefesh, and that's how he paid interest. And the end of the story is the story. Well, I really didn't want to go off the point. The Shunammis with the woman, the poor woman, not the Shunammis, the poor woman with her two sons. She was a Vadia Zalmona, and those were her two sons that Yoram, Achav's son, had come to pick them up and take them away as slaves. Because, you know, he didn't pay your mortgage, you have to take the house away, so he was going to take the two sons as slaves. And that's when Elisha HaNavi said, start pouring the oil, and they didn't get taken away as slaves. All part of the same story. Okay, so how can you do this without getting told on? You know, there's always a snitch somewhere hiding away in the shadows, and like nobody told. In Achav's Dor, there was Achdus. Nobody spoke Lashon Hara. So you can feed 100 Nevi'im from the king's kitchen and loan the money from the king's son, and nobody tells the king or the queen who was out to kill these Nevi'im, and nobody says. So that's why they went down to Milchoma, they were Rishoyim, but there was Achdus. They went down to Milchoma, and they won. When you stick together, Rothschild, when he lay on his deathbed, Ravanshan Rothschild, he called in his five sons. Each one was a big banker in five different countries, and on their arm, on their coat of armor, the family's badge, they've got like arrows, five arrows. Why? He called them all in, and he told them, bring 10 arrows. He took five of them, and one by one, he snapped them. And then he took all the last five, all together, and he tried breaking them. He showed them you can't break them. And what's that? He said, if you stick together, they won't be able to break you. Now, so I heard a story here on Golders Green Road. I heard a story years ago that a bocher was going Shabbos with a hat in the street, and a couple of goyim came, snatched the hat, and ran off with it. And there was a car that was going along Golders Green Road, Shabbos morning, and it zoomed after these goyim and screeched to a halt, and two chevra jumped out of the car and ran for these goyim. And the goyim were terrified. They just threw back the hat and ran for their life. And they gave the hat back to the bocher. So the bocher turned around to them. Maybe it was a bit chutzpahdik. He said, thank you, of course. But he turned around to them and he said to them, I don't understand you. You don't keep Shabbos. You don't go to shul. You don't wear a hat. Like, would you care about my hat? So they said to him, Rabbi, if we don't stick together, we're lost. And it's a dova poshet b'yoysen. V'yichan o'om neged ho'har ki ish echod v'leiv echod. If we have achdus and we really care for each other, and achdus means not just I love fish, I'll eat them, I'll say good morning because I get a favor back. You know, no, that's not how Klal Yisrael works. You achdus means that we really care for others, and without getting anything in return, we really care for each other. And it's also very easy to explain this, because what does it mean Shechina in Klal Yisrael? Is there an imaginary cloud of light that floats around, you know, in shuls or where there's achdus or whatever by chasness, or you know what is? Well, Shechina is as much as we could understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 13 attributes, 13 midas of chesed and rachamim, and these 13 midas, if we act v'halachta b'drachov similar to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, then if we act with chesed and rachamim to each other, we all know there's midah keneged midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act like that with us. And if he acts with us with yud gimel midas of chesed and rachamim, that is shechina in Klal Yisrael. So it's quite straightforward. If there'll be achdus and we will really care for each other, then automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be giving us everything that we need. And that's Shechina the Israel, and that's Vayichanom Keneged Ohar Ki Ish Echod Believe Echod. And then down will come the Shechina, and halavai, we should be zoicha to act like that nowadays and throw out the sinas chinam that they had at the Churban Bayis Sheni and bring Mashiach. Okay, so these mitzvahs are all about caring for other people. There are various other mitzvahs. Let's take Lo Yosef Pen Yosef in Sefer Dvorim. You have somebody who's Chayv Malkus in Beis Din. So let's try and work out who he is. I'll try not to be entertaining, and I'll take an Avera that nobody will have too much taiva to do, I hope. This fella likes eating cockroaches. Yeah. And he sees a cockroach running across the floor, and they're very fast, and he's also very fast. And he grabs it, holding it in his hand, its legs are wiggling around, and without a brocha he wants to pop it in his mouth. Come along two kosher edim and tell him, stop, there's five loisaseis, five negative commandments, 39 malkas for each. Don't eat that. That's called hasra. And he just can't resist. He throws it into his mouth and gobbles it down. Okay, so that's 5 miles. Now he comes to Beis Din, and well, they've got their doctor over there, and they decide how many of the 39 his body can take. Anyway, and they whip him. So let's say he gets all 39, however many he gets, they whip him. So the Av Beis Din says the psukim, and the next one counts, and the next one says hakei, and the shliach Beis Din stands there and whips him. And if he adds one whip at the end, you know, he could, let's say, take only 18. If he gave him a 19th one, he's transgressed two negative commandments. Lo Yosef, pen Yosef. Similarly, anyone who just flicks his child because he's banging on the fridge and disturbing him, if he did it to educate the child, there's a lot of psukim in Mishlei, in Proverbs, about hitting children. In those days it was very, very common. That's what worked. Nowadays I'm not sure if it works. If he did it L'Shem Shemayim, very good. But if he didn't do it L'Shem Shemayim, just did it because he's angry or to take revenge on the child, or, you know, he wouldn't hit a grown-up who did that. But okay, so if he did it as a, so then it's a very negative thing, and he's transgressed two negative commandments. Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Why? If already a Rosha, who's, once he's got his punishment, continues to be a regular Jew, a regular person, and you're not allowed to hit him an extra one, and if you do, you've done two negative commandments. Certainly, a normal person, you're not allowed to hit, and if you do, you've transgressed two negative commandments. That's Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Okay, let's go into Lo Yosonu Ish Es Amisoi, embarrassing someone in public. Embarrassing somebody might be loisisol or chait from this parashas haShavua. Loisonu ish es amisoi is oinas dvorim. So embarrassing someone is public, either this or that. So let's first see what the mitzvah is. So Tomor is being taken out because she's pregnant and she's not supposed to be married right now, and she's being burnt. He mutzeis. She is being ignited. She's actually being set alight, and she doesn't want to embarrass Yehuda. She knows that this was just yibum. And Yehuda doesn't. Yehuda was looking to get his chaysomchob silchob, you know, looking to get back his signet ring, his stick, and his cloak, and he couldn't find her. So she knows. Now she says, I don't want to embarrass him. If he admits, that's fine. But they're going to burn you up. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, and Tosfos in Sota Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the other sources that say that did Yeharik Val Yavar, Noyach Leila Odom, the Gemara says, it is easier for a person to throw himself into a furnace of fire than to embarrass somebody else publicly. She doesn't want to reveal who it's from and save herself. He is the head judge, and he said that she has to die because she's a daughter of a Kohen and she's committed adultery. And she won't say it's from you and it was only Yibum to save her skin. She tells him, Le'isha She'ele, if you want, you can tell them. And Yehuda stands up like a man and says, Tzot Komimeni, and that's a person who can be a king and rule a nation. Okay, so that's Tomor. So you see that people were willing to die rather than embarrass someone else, and the Gemara suggests that that's what you're supposed to do, and some place can bring it down. Others say it's a mama chazal and a nice thing to do, but you're not actually obliged to do it if it's too difficult for you. Let's see Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is in Mitzrayim, and you've got this whole run-up, the whole story of his brothers, yes, no, and now he's going to kidnap Binyamin, and they've got to go home without him, and Yehuda is furious. And Medrash says when Yehuda got angry, the hairs on his chest poked through his shirt. And when he screamed, the walls of Paro's of Mitzrayim fell down, and Paro rolled down the 70 steps of his throne, and the women in Mitzrayim miscarried. It was like an earthquake when Yehuda roared. And he had already told Yosef, Kamoicha Kapari, I'll just kill you both off. And Yosef knew Lashon HaKodesh, and he heard what was going on between these brothers, and Shimon and Levi had once killed off Ir Shechem. And Yehuda had already told them, listen, there's 12 cities, and Naphtali Ayala Shlucha had done his rounds and checked the place. There were 12 cities. And Yehuda already told them, you take one each, and I'll take the other three. And he meant business, Yehuda. And Yosef HaTzadik says, Hitziu Kolish Me'olai. He doesn't want any Mitzri. No one will be there when he tells his brothers some Teichocha. The Gemara in Seita says, Eilonam Yom Teichocha. If already Teichocha of Boss of Adom, what Yosef gave his brothers was so severe, what will be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Teichocha? So proves us what we've done wrong. And nobody stands there. He throws them all out when he tells his brother, I'm Yosef. You want to say it's so hard for Dad and he's gonna die off of you? I'm Yosef. Our father's still alive? I'm Yosef, you sold me here, our father's still alive, so you can leave Binyamin behind also. So that was Yosef's Teichocha. So he throws everybody out, they're going to tear him to pieces. He's got no bodyguards left. He's not frightened. Why? The Medrash Tanchuma says the same idea. It's easier for a person to commit suicide than to embarrass someone else. You embarrass him, he's got to walk around that embarrassment his whole life. We're in a society when anybody who doesn't like his friend picks up a pen and just writes an article in one of the newspapers against him and finished everybody and ruins the other person's life. This is how severe it was looked at in Chazal, embarrassing someone publicly. Okay, so there was a little girl in the park, and there was a building complex, a few flats, and there's an old lady over there, and it's about five young families, and this old lady is grumbling every time there's a sweet paper on the floor. She's knocking on five doors complaining about it. She's always complaining about the noise and this and that. Okay, so one of the children from those families is in the park across from the building, and she sees a family with eight little kids, and she sees that they're not from here, and they need a diaper desperately. They need a nappy. One of the children is can't think in learning anymore over here, so now's a chance to play her prank. She goes over to them with her friends and she says, there's an old lady over there, she's got a gemach for diapers. Okay, fine, where is it? Yeah, it tells exactly where it is. Now, she's very weary of the tax people and of police and all kinds of things, so you have to explain her very calmly that you're not threatening her at all you need is a diaper for your child. And okay, fine. He goes, he knocks on the door. Yeah, it's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. You tell someone that somebody sells Tavua and he doesn't sell any Tavua. You've gone and embarrassed both of them. He knocks on the door and asks if you've got any Tavua, and he's never sold Tavua before. He doesn't know what he wants, so now they're both in a funny predicament. It's called Einoas Tavorim, Leisoinu Eshes Amisai. Okay, she's standing behind the bushes with her friends and they see how this man knocks on the door with this whole bunch of little kids sitting there. And he asks, have you got a diaper, please? And she says, you what? So, have you please, can I have a diaper from your gemach? What are you talking about? My age? Where have I got a diaper? Gemach? Yeah. Listen, I'm not from the tax. I'm not a policeman. Look, my child needs desperately a diaper. Can I please have a diaper? I'll give you whatever you want for it. Get out of it. Please, I beg. I'm not a guy. If you don't move fast, I'm calling the police on you. And and she's standing behind the bush with her friends, laughing and laughing. And they're out of control, all these girls. Fine. Who's worse? The one who ate that wiggly cockroach or this girl? This girl has now transgressed. Probably she hates this old lady. So she's got at least five aveiros, just like. So who's worse? The fellow who ate the cockroach or this little girl? Well, in our society, probably the cockroach, that's despicable. But if you start measuring things up, if we can measure kalos and kamoros, the one who ate the cockroach, he'll get to Yom Kippur. It's a very easy avera to do tshuva for. He'll klap al chet shechaton lofanecha b'machal b'mishta, and he'll be mekabel on himself never to eat another cockroach, and that's it. It's wiped out. It's got a clean slate. This little girl can pass through 60 Yom Kippurs. She could suffer years of pain, yisurim, at the end of her life, and she hasn't got a kapara yet until she knocks on the door of that old lady and asks her, this is what I did, I'm sorry, she has to appease her, can you please be moichel me? And if she's not moichel her, then she'll have to go through Gehenna for that. So ben odom lechaveroi. Yeah, there is three times you can take minion for the keva and you can whatever. But if she hasn't done that, it's what the mission and the end of Yuma says. If you haven't asked mechila, then there's no kapara, not yomamisa, not yesurim, not nothing. Yeah. So kadoshim to you. We're not like the other nations. That means when someone does something to you, you want to take revenge. And revenge, the Mesilas Yesharim says, is sweeter than honey. And it's the normal thing to take revenge. I'm not talking about the normal thing by the goyim to talk Lashon Hara on each other because that makes it exciting in the office and this and that. I'm not talking about that. That's not normal. That's just the Midas Mushchosis. And from generation to generation, the Omis HaOlam are sometimes better and sometimes worse and different character traits. But that I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the Torah that doesn't move from generation to generation. And we know that Nakama is a natural thing. A person doesn't stay there like a stone. When you do something to him, and by Goyim, Evrosom Shmura Netzach. If you've done something to a Goy, he hasn't forgotten about it, and he's waiting for you around the corner for when I'll be able to get you back. Yidden, the Torah says, no. Get that out of your heart, wipe it out, and forget about it completely. Yeah, that means that somebody got his leg sliced off in a road accident because from careless, reckless driving. And he arrives at his granddaughter's wedding, and he's the one who paid for the caterer. And he sees that driver, the reckless driver at the other side of the hall, really enjoying the meal that he's paid for. But it was 20 years ago when he did this, whatever he did, and he helped get as much as he could from the insurance, and then he gave a lot more from himself, and he begged and begged for the healer, and he can't live with the idea of what he did to another human being. He's done everything he can, asked Mechila and done whatever he can. You know, he can't give him back his legs, and here he bonabes amikdash, and all the barim women will be able to become. But he can't give him back his legs, but he's done whatever he can. And the fellow was moichel him. He comes into the chasen hall and he sees that person having a very good meal at the other end of the hall. He's not allowed to bear the slightest grudge in his heart. He's got to wipe it out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be much better than much, much better. And even if you want to say that on the instant, if someone is hitting you, is beating you up, you could turn around and hit him back to defend yourself, and maybe even in the heat of the argument to give him back on the spot. That's because we're not just stones, the Chinuch says, Chavetz Chaim brings it. But when time has gone by, then you can't take revenge. And then even then, a parent, the Gemara actually learns from a goy. Goyim sometimes have very good kibbutz aim, and there's two seifim in Shulchan Aruch that were learned from a goy. That his Doma ben Nesina, he was high up on the cabinet, and he was sitting on the top table with the king and government and whatever, and his mother came along, she was a bit crazy, and she ripped his beautiful necklace off him, you know, like the Lord Mayor has, you know, she ripped it off him, and she slapped him on the head and spat in his face, and he didn't react. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that this is how we are supposed to act. When in kibbutz of aim, that means if someone else is bashing you up, you can give something back. But if your father's bashing you up, you can't even do that. So, you know, how many of us just whiff away the father's idea without thinking twice? You know, it's got to be a lot more respectful for that than that. Even if it is a very bad idea that he's given, we've got to find a way of doing what we want to do, or work out how important it is to do what we want to do. On the balance against respecting our parent. So these are some of the mitzvahs bein odom lechaveroi. These are some of the mitzvahs bein odom lechaveroi. Of course, there is the positive side. We have to rech kmoich that we haven't had a chance to talk about too much. There's hachnosos orchim. There is biku choylim. Reb Chaim Oizer Brzezinski in Vilna was once on Sukkot. He had a guest, and he said, "I'm mitzdayer. I'm potter from the sukkah." But he told the family to prepare him a meal in the sukkah. So the fellow was eating the sukkah. All of a sudden, Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski came down to the sukkah. So the fellow said, "I thought you said you're mitzdayer and you're potter. You're not feeling well." So he said, "I'm potter from sukkah, but I'm not potter from achnas sarachim." The Belzer, the Sar Sholem, the Belzer Rebbe, once the shliach tzibur in his accommodation, they all used to pile and come to the Rebbe and like live 20 in a room, whatever. So there was a fellow who was a chayla masukin in the chazan's room. So the chazan came late to davening because he had to make the fellow a hot tea on Yom Kippur. And you know, in those days, maker tea wasn't just flick the kettle; it was like prepare the matches and prepare the wood and heat it up and get the water and whatever. So he made this fellow a tea, and because of that, because he was dangerously ill and he needed the tea on Yom Kippur, and because of that, he arrived late for davening. And when he arrived late to davening, he was terrified, and he had to come forward and say Hamelech, and he felt like, you know, he came late to the king, and he like felt terrible the whole davening. And at the end of davening, the Belzer Rav came towards him, and he was sure that he was going to rebuke him for turning up late. And he told him, I felt something very special about your tefillah today. What did you do today? What happened? So he said, Ay Rebbe, I thought that you came for something else to tell me off. I did two things. I was Mechalel Yom Kippur, and I came late to davening. So the Rebbe said, tell me the story. He told the Rebbe the story. He said, what are you talking about? You did exactly what you have to do, and that's what was special about your tefillah. You know, we have to, sometimes you can have a guest, but you can't just leave him with your wife and children, and you've got to respect him. Avram Avinu. Yeah, a new person turns up in shul and he hasn't got a seat. Where do we learn the inyan of Mokam Kavua from? Okay, so this fellow, what does he do? He just sits down somewhere, and the owner of the seat comes along and tells him, Shalom Aleichem, this is my seat. Okay, where do we learn the idea of my seat from? Mokam Kavua. From Avram Avinu, the Gemara in Brachas says, we learn from Avram Avinu that there's a musik of Mokam Kavua for tefillah. Avraham Avinu was standing not only in tefillah, he was standing talking to Hashem in Nevuah, and he stopped in the middle for what? To do Hachnas HaSarachim. So we shouldn't be throwing people off our seats in shul. Okay, so we've got to all of these kinds of Havas and Mes and Bikachaylim, Hachnas HaSarachim and Kavura. All of these mitzvahs, they've all got their rules, they've all got their halachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from Klal Yisrael to be better than all the other human beings, and to really care for each other, and really love each other, and really forgive each other, be happy with each other's success and happiness. And we should all be ki'ish echod, belev echod, and like v'yichanom k'neged ha'or, we're coming now in Sefiras Ha'omer, Tamid Rebbe Akiva she'lenagu kovod zeh bozeh, l'chor ben noira, and we're coming towards Kabbalah Satira, v'yichanom k'neged ha'or, and Yehirotz and Korov, we should come also towards Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yemin.